Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Oh, hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of stuff. And don't forget to take our poll question. We have a different question on the homepage that we ask you every week. We want to know what you think. When you click your answer, you will be able to see how the poll is going so far. Jerry Silberman is our guest. He's the CEO and founder of Corporate Turnaround. Jerry, tell us about your website and how we can find you and what you guys do.
Well, it's corporateturnaround.com, and I'm very, very proud to say that we help save small businesses. We negotiate with their creditors for them so they could focus on driving revenues, because at the end of the day, that's the biggest problem that small businesses have.
And the goal you have when you do this is to keep them in business.
That's obviously the goal.
Right.
But you know what?
Right.
The funny thing, Jim, some people come into our program. Some people come to us and say, listen, I know I'm not going to be able to make it, but I have this huge amount of debt. Can you negotiate for me so
right.
it's affordable? Maybe I can save some money. That's
right.
another.
Right, right. But also help to resolve the issues.
Let's get rid of this
some of this pain and anguish that we are on both sides of the table. So, and I know you guys do a great job of that, and I appreciate that part of it. Jerry, before you came here, before you joined us today, I was introducing you, and I was telling them that you have the ability to come to the table when things have turned to mush, and you're able to see things that if you could walk it back a month or a year, or maybe even 2 years, there were some decisions made, things happened, indicators raised their head that weren't paid attention to, certain things happened that shouldn't have happened, et cetera, that if they'd gone the other way, you might not have been invited to that party.
That's right.
Your services would not have been necessary. Can you talk to us about that?
Well, you know, there's two types of indicators. One is financial. You can look at your books and say, okay, I didn't make as much money in this last month or this last quarter or this last 6 months. Anyone can see that. People talk about, you know, maybe reducing their expenses. That's one way. And that's the simplest way. And that's what business owners tend to do. Business owners are very proud. They don't necessarily share their pain with other people. I know that, honestly, when I have problems in my business, I can't turn to my wife. I can't turn to anyone but my partners, really.
Right.
But it's hard to turn to anyone. And that's the other indicator I want to talk about. It's your gut. It's your head. You feel it in your body. You can't sleep. You know things are going in the wrong direction. And here's your plan. Well, I hope things will get better in the future.
Yeah.
And that's no plan
or
at
you,
all.
Or you lock up. And don't do anything to take action that could have fixed it.
Jim, it's horrible. I see it with close friends and relatives.
So what do we do? How do we solve this?
Well, first, they really have to come to terms with themselves about the reality of their situation and their ability to get out of it. And I'll tell you, it's less prevalent now. But in the past, when they were giving away home loans and home equity loans, things like that, people were taking money out of their nest egg, out of the equity that they had in their home,
and
throwing it on a sinking ship, their business.
Yeah.
Now, it's okay if businesses fail. Like I said earlier, there's nothing wrong with businesses failing. But when you have things that interfere in it, when you start taking money
out of artificial situations like that.
Exactly. When you do that, you're interfering with Mother Nature.
With the marketplace, you're interfering with the marketplace, with the natural selection of the marketplace, which is what the government's doing right now with their stimulus.
It's exactly right. You're talking about like survival of the fittest and things. Mm-hmm. You're Darwinian with me,
and
I couldn't agree with you more.
So,
business is no different.
So the thing that you got to do is to say, okay, I don't think I'm headed in a bad direction. But if I'm wrong about that, what can I do to make sure that doesn't happen? Instead of just being in denial or hoping that things are going to change, you should be realistic, shouldn't you, and say, wait a minute, I think I'm okay, but if I'm not, here's what I need to do. Or maybe I need to talk to somebody and say, okay, here's where I am. Things aren't great, but it could go either way, and I think it's going to go the right way, but if I'm wrong, look at what's going on here and see what I need to do. Get some help. What do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly right, Jim. And there's so many ways. You know, for a small business, you can't really...
Put your ego aside.
That's the hardest thing for them to do.
Yeah, it's not easy.
But what they can do to help them, the first thing they can do is go to your SBDC, Small Business Development Centers.
Yeah.
I know they're a friend of yours and mine.
Absolutely.
You know, I can throw out their website, right, Jim?
Yep.
www.asbdc-us.org.
That's it.
And what you can find are free consultants, qualified people that specialize in helping small businesses.
Non-judgmental.
Right. They're not biased
at all. You don't have to pay them. They're your new best friend, and you don't even know them yet.
Exactly. Good point. And what you can do is not only speak to them, but they can refer you to someone in their network that may be an expert in their business, or they can at least show you options that are available. And I think really that's the key, is to know what options are available when you get into trouble. For example, the last thing typically with people that I've spoken to, the last thing they want to do is file for bankruptcy.
Right.
The first thing you should do then is talk to a bankruptcy attorney and know what that option contains.
Well, right.
Because bankruptcy doesn't mean you're out of debt 1, 2, 3 and you're credit's just ruined like that. There are good things to bankruptcy. Bankruptcy is even more appropriate than my program sometimes.
That's right. Hey, Jerry, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us that website one more time.
www.corporateturnaround.com.
Check it out, folks. Hey, Jerry, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. Right back after these messages. Don't go away.
I don't care.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.